जय
भक्ति देवी की जय समवेत भक्त की जय All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtritadeshavadi. In the 13th chapter we've been dealing with questions put by Arjuna. What is Prakriti and what is Purusha? What is Kshetra and Kshetragya? What is Gyanam? What is Gyayam? These three sets of questions were asked. And Krishna began by explaining the field. What's the field? And the knower of the field? Soul and?
Kshetragya.
Yeah?
Paramatma.
Paramatma. So now we've been reading about the field in a little bit more detail. It's what the field is and its transformations. Because that, Krishna said, I'll describe to you, tat kshetram tat yachyadrikcha, what this field is, what its constitution is, yadvikari, what its changes are, where it comes from, what its influence is, that's being described. So here's how the field is constituted. We talked yesterday about the 24 elements that make up the field of activities. Mahabhutani, what?
Earth, water, air, fire, ether.
Yeah. Ahankar, we know. Buddhi, intelligence. Avyaktam, the unmanifested stage of the three modes of material nature. Indriyani, dashaikam cha. 11 senses.
Karmendriya and Ganendriya.
Karmendriya, Ganendriya, and?
Mind.
Mind. And Panchachandriya Gochara, five
sense
objects. Now, Ichcha Dvesha Sukham Dukkham Sankhatas Chaitana Jritihi Etat Kshetra Samasena Savikara Mudarika. Krishna says this is the summary of the field of activities. He's added a few more items. Ichcha means desire. Dvesha means
aversion.
Sukham, dukkham.
mm-hmm.
And sankhata. Sankhata is a means. Yeah, the whole aggregate, the body together. And chaitana means contaminated consciousness. Or here it says living symptoms. Driti means determination. So these are, except for sankhata, these come from the mind. These are qualities that we find in the mind. So this is also the field, this is also in the field of activities. And they're changing all the time. Happiness and distress and desire and aversion and so on. So these are also included in the field of activities. Uh-huh. That avyaktam, the unmanifested, we'll just spend another moment on it. The material nature has two aspects. One is the potential aspect or dormant aspect, and the other is activated. Just you get these computers and you get some program and you have to key in something to activate it. Before it's activated, you know, nothing's happened. It's just there. All the code is there, but nothing happens.
Stand by. Stand by.
No, not exactly stand by. You can't even start, you know, you can't start using the program until you call up and say, what's my number? And they say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, key that in. You key that in and it starts going. So pratan means the modes of material nature before they're going, before Krishna keys in the magic number. He keys in the magic number by glancing over material nature. He glances over material nature, his glance of time, he introduces time into the mix, and everything starts bubbling. Without time, nothing happens. So when he adds time, then it becomes the manifested modes of material nature and things start cooking. But avyakta means unmanifested, not happening yet. Mm-hmm.
So there's no time in the pradhan?
Mm-mm. No, he hasn't activated the pradhan. Time brings activity. No, this is the material world. In the spiritual world, you don't need time. Here in the material world, nothing happens without time. You know, you plant something, you wait some time, and then it grows. In the spiritual world, you don't even have to wait. Time is not an issue. Yes?
Time is also said to be eternal, no? Like, isn't it also like...
Time itself is eternal. Yes?
Is it like manifesting and manifesting also, or...
Yeah, time is, until Krishna glances over the material energy, time is not manifest. Like in chess, you know, they set a clock and then, you know, that's when everything starts happening. Without time, there's no, or like in a graph, you know, it needs... accomplishment and time, or you know, your finances over time. If you don't have the time axis, you can't tell. You can't. Nothing means anything. You need that axis of time, right? So, time is introduced by the personality of Godhead, or time is the impersonal feature of the personality of Godhead. Yes. A little bit about the Mahatattva, a brief discussion of the Mahatattva. Mahatattva is the pradhan.
It is the same thing.
Yeah, if I've got it right.
Is it Mahatattva after the glance?
I'm trying to remember, but I thought it was before.
I think I asked a question to Bhakti Bhagavan.
It's one or the other. It could be looked up here. It's been a while since I was in that department of study. Mahatattva, whether it's identified with time or it's identified with pradhan or with prakriti, I forget. It's one or the other. You can look it up. Let us know. Okay, what else? Totally material, nothing spiritual in there. Material nature and the material body. Both of them, you know, the material body shares in the characteristics of material nature. It's a sample of material nature. Okay? Enough? Ready to move on? Okay. So we have covered samasena in brief, the field and the knower of the field. Now we're going to go on to knowledge. When Krishna speaks of knowledge here, it means the process of knowledge. It doesn't mean what you know. That's gyan. Gyan means what it is that you're trying to know. But gyanam here means the process of knowledge. Amanitvam adampitvam ahimsa kshantirajavam acharyo pashanam shocham sthariyamatma vinigraha indriyarteshu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam asaktir anabhishvanga putradara grihadishu nityam cha samachitta tvam ishtanishto papattishu mayi chananya yogena bhaktir avyavicharini vivikta desha sevitvam adatir janasankhidi adhyatma jnana nitya tvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadatonyata. Now these are the items of knowledge. Prabhupada goes over these also in Ishopanishad, now that I think of it, item by item. He discusses these, each item. And he says, these are the items of knowledge, and anything that's other than this, opposed to this, or other than this, is ajnana. It means ignorance. Now we can look at these. Amanitvam. Amanina amanadena. This is one of the bonuses in the second edition. There's a very short line there, but very worthwhile. The beginning of knowledge, therefore, is amanitva, humility. It comes at the end of the purport. The beginning of knowledge is amanitva, humility. That got left out last time. But very important. This is where knowledge begins. If you don't have humility, you don't get it, you remain ignorant. It all starts with humility. Puffed up person is not going to go very far in actually acquiring knowledge. Beginning of knowledge is humility. Or Prabhupada puts it in a cosmic context. Due to rebellion against the Supreme Lord, one becomes subordinate to material nature. One must know this and be convinced of this truth. That's humility. Not to think, I'm God, I'm the greatest, I'm controlling everything, I'm on top. These guys with the self-improvement courses, you know, whatever you think, that's what's going to happen. It's all in your hands. The future is all up to you. They're so full of crap, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a short description.
Think and grow dead, you know? It's not that. Just if you think I'll live forever, then you'll live forever. If you think you, there, you know, there's so many people. There's a book, Think and Grow Rich. So, you know, so many people buy the book and they think about getting rich, and, you know, they got that much poorer because they gave their money to the publisher to get the book. They never made anything beyond that.
Because they think.
Whatever. But it's simply not true that everything is up to us. We amount to something, but we're only one part of what makes things happen. We'll come to that in the 18th chapter. Yes? Excuse me? Doesn't mention relationships. In what other verse? Relationships. You were looking for relationships?
Yeah, in the other material world is this thing that you said.
Yeah.
But where's, you know, relationships? You know that.
Feelings are mentioned. Ichcha, desire, dvesha, aversion, happiness and distress, determination. They're there. Means interaction.
life symptoms?
Actually, you know, like a boy meets a girl. So what's going on? Interactions between the senses and the sense objects. Mm. The eyes are seeing how beautiful she is. The ears are hearing her melodious voice. Yeah, that's superficial. Oh.
Yeah, of course, more than that.
Is there?
Then they get married.
Huh? Emotions.
Looking for a date.
Emotions. Lust. Lust. Lust.
Lust. Is lust. So where's lust here?
It's cha. Desire.
Desire. Mm-hmm. Desire. Yeah. Emotions are there.
Yeah, well, okay. Mode of goodness. How can you... Where's mode of goodness?
This is not about the mode of goodness. It's not about any particular mode. If you're in the mode of goodness or passion or ignorance, these elements are there. This is the field. What you do with the field is a different story. If you, you know, you have a body. If you use it to shoot heroin into, you're in the mode of ignorance. Mm. If you use it for cultivation of knowledge, you're in the mode of goodness. If you use it for, you know, acquiring and enjoying, you're in the mode of passion. But the field, you know, like a field. We have some property. Now you can plant neem, you can plant mango, you can plant landmines, you can plant whatever you want. But the field is the field.
Yeah, so when you do something good, where's the feeling in that? I mean, when you do something good, you feel good.
Sometimes you feel bad, even if you did something good.
Okay, so feel good, feel bad, if you put it in distress.
Sukham, dukkham, yes. Feeling good, feeling bad, that's happiness and distress.
Taking care of your child is...
This is all about the field. It's just tending another field. This is all the material nature.
The
body, and you know, there's different fields. You know, one field meets, and you know, field meeting of the fields.
Yes.
You know, physics. We're talked about force fields. Yeah, you know, one electromagnetic field meets another magnetic field.
Attraction also.
Repulsion.
And there's, you know, it's not that consciousness is generated because fields are interacting. They're fields. I have my field of activities, you have your field of activities. Sometimes we get together and say, you know, how about we'll do a little something, you know, my field will benefit, your field will benefit. This business of love and marriage and all of that falls within the category of material activities. It's all about the field and the knower of the field. The knower of the field is the person, but the activities have to do with the senses, the mind. I don't love her for her body, I love her for her mind. All right, still the field of activities. Yeah, I do something for her false ego, so that she'll do something for my false ego. Mm-hmm. That's love.
Yeah. No.
That's the love on the film.
Yeah.
That's love in film.
That's love in
film, movies.
It's love everywhere. In the films or everywhere.
Outside.
Yeah, I guess in real life, maybe she doesn't even give a damn about my false ego. It's just about hers. No. But, you know, I say something to,
kind of,
you know, just like women, we flatter them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you really look gorgeous today. So that her false ego will go, woo!
Nice jewels.
Why? For sense gratification. It's all about the senses and the mind.
And the body is the storehouse.
Body means so many senses. And it also means that, you know, for me it's my senses, and for the opposite party it's a sense object. And you've got these minds interacting turbulently.
So the now of the field is connected to these things are going to lead him to whatever.
They're going to lead him to whatever unless he controls them. He has 10 senses if he and a mind. If he lets those senses and mind run wild, they will drag him all over the place. And if he controls them, he can use them for a higher purpose. You know, it's a field. What you do with the field now is up to you.
So that's the free will you have.
That's the free will you have.
You don't have any other free will.
Not much. It's finally up to you to use your... The field is given to you. You can't say, well, could I have a different field, please? As long as you can say that, and then you put in your requisition for the next one. But here we are. We're not going to change fields in midstream. We could change metaphors in midstream.
Old age. Old age.
Anyway, we're stuck with one body, and it's not going to become, you know, I'm not going to get a rich, beautiful, young, you know, whatever I got, that's what I've got. Whatever field you were allotted by the government, that's what you got. Now it's up to you what you do with it. And some people, you know, they get a little something and they cultivate it, and, you know, like you walk around here, so many properties, and some of the people are very industrious, and you see all this nice stuff growing in their little plot, and some places you see it's like all the junk is thrown there. You know, it could be like every one of them is growing, 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 but it depends on the owner, what he does with the field. So if you cultivate knowledge, you can grow Krishna consciousness. And if you cultivate ignorance, you can grow dead. Claro? So now we're looking at the items that constitute the process of knowledge. Amanitva, arambhitva. Arambhitva, not too far off from amanitva, it means pridelessness. Dambha, we'll come across that word in the 16th chapter, pride. So adambhitva, tva means the quality of. So amani, tvam. The quality of being free from man, pride. Adambitvam, the quality of being free from dambha, pride. Ahimsa, non-violence. How does Prabhupada gloss non-violence?
Distribute Krishna consciousness?
Yeah, if you're not distributing Krishna consciousness, you're doing violence. Yes. All your welfare work, without Krishna consciousness, you're just doing violence, actually, to others. Kshanti means tolerance. When you spread Krishna consciousness, or you live in this material world, you have to tolerate. And arjavam. Arjavam means simplicity, not in the sense of simple living, but it's the opposite of duplicity. Straightforwardness means rectitude, you know, being straight. Acharyopasanam, very important, approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Acharyopasanam. And shocham, internal and external cleanliness. Sthairyam, steadfastness. And atmavinigraha, self-control. Indriyarteshu vairagyam, renouncing sense gratification. Renouncing sense gratification. That's knowledge, not being a servant of the senses. And anahankar, freedom from false ego. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosh anudarshana. If you've wondered why it's birth, death, disease, and old age, rather than birth, disease, old age, and death, it's because that's how the order it is here in Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu, birth, death, janma mrityu jara, old age. Yeah, it just happens to be. I always wondered, you know, why do they say it in that order?
Yeah, why death immediately?
You think birth, da 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 da, and then death at the end.
Yeah.
It just happens to be this order in Bhagavad Gita.
No, because when you say birth and death, when you just say birth, what's wrong with birth? You say birth and death, so that's
it. Okay, that's why it's in this order, I guess. All right, birth, death, old age, and disease. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. These are miseries. Dukkha means miseries. And anudarshanam. One should be aware of these. Anu means?
Small.
Anu means?
Connected.
No?
Following?
Yeah. One should be aware of these things by following the footsteps of the acharyas. Anudarshanam, by getting knowledge from one's predecessors. And anu also means?
Small.
Always. One should always be aware. Always keep it in your mind, these four things. It's said that a person who wants to enjoy sense gratification should never think that he'll die. You know, how are you going to enjoy when you know you're going to die? And a person who wants to be self-realized should always think that he's going to die. He could die at any moment. So one should be aware of these things. You know, what am I trying to enjoy? The whole place is birth, death, disease, and old age. This is a playground? What is wrong with me? One should always be aware of these things. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. Asaktir anabhishvanga putra dara griharishu. One should not be too attached to children, putra, dara, wife, and griha, home, arishu, and all the rest of that stuff. Asaktir, one should be detached. Anabhishvanga, not very attached. Yes.
Prabhupada mentions to the public about this point that if one is able to make his family Krishna conscious, he doesn't need to. There's no need to change from family life to renounced life.
Yes. But one should not be too attached. If you're too attached, then you need to go for renounced life.
Yeah. Renounced life means sannyas?
Yes. It doesn't mean that householders shouldn't be renounced. They shouldn't lead. No, renunciation is not for householders. It is for householders. When you read the description of householder life, the duties of householder life in the seventh canto,
last chapter,
it's all about detachment. Narad Muni's instructions to Yudhisthira Maharaj, it's all about how you should be detached, how you should engage your wife for the service of others, how you should be externally, you know, presenting the appearance of being, you know, very concerned about household affairs, but actually not giving a damn about them. It's all about being self-controlled, being detached, acting as a matter of duty, not this, we're married, it's all about householder life and about making the house bigger and about enjoying and about, you know, relationships and emotions and this and that. It's not about that. It's about cooling down the senses, not about revving them up. It's about, therefore it's called grihasthashram. It's spiritual cultivation. It involves, therefore, what do the householders do? They get together, they chant Hare Krishna, they worship the deity, They perform religious activities together. They do sacrifices. They give charity. They serve the sannyasis and brahmacharis. They give charity to the brahmacharis and sannyasis. They have some children and give them away. Send them to the Gurukul for spiritual education. Asakti or Anabhishma? Not, little Govinda, how can we send him away? One has to it doesn't mean unconcerned. A little Govinda's playing in the sewers with the crocodiles.
I'm detached.
If he's lost.
It doesn't mean irresponsible. It means actually highly responsible. That it's not that I have children so that they become my possessions, so that they become my source of economic security, so that they become the extensions of my false ego to achieve what I couldn't achieve in the material world. It means that actually my duty is to see mochiedya samupetya mochi, that they should attain freedom from material existence. That's the mood. All about, you read that chapter, it's a very enlightening chapter in 7th canto about the real mood of Krishna conscious householder life. Yes.
Maharaj?
Mm-hmm.
In sannyasi, we also get attached to his disciples, to.
If he should not be materially attached. If a sannyasi becomes attached, 10 going on 20, 50 going on 100, 150 disciples going on 200, he's going to be in trouble.
Big trouble.
It's not that disciples are like monopoly money. You know, the more you get, the better you are. Namochied yasamapetra mitya. The guru also has to be detached. Not that this is my disciple and he's meant for my, you know, how can I engage these disciples to do something for my sense gratification? What can they build for me? What can they give to me? How much can they collect for me? If he lives that way, he's going to be in deep trouble. Especially women disciples. How can I engage them for my happiness? They could cook for me. They can clean for me. They can,
something is wrong.
So, disciples also. But that's the tendency, that a sannyasi becomes attached to, you know, if he has a water pot and a kamandalu, a dandan kamandalu, he becomes attached to that. Yeah, he's got whatever it is. Tendency is, you know, I've got this. So sannyasi actually has to be detached. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't, same thing, that I don't give a damn, they're just my disciples. But he's interested for their spiritual welfare. He's their servant, actually. Spiritual master thinks that Krishna sent me all these people to whom I have to render service. Because they're sent to me by Krishna for their education. So I have that responsibility. Not that they've been sent to me by Krishna for my sense gratification. No. Otherwise, it's just another phase of material attachment. Nityam cha. Samachittatvam. He should always be in mental equilibrium, even minded. Ishtan ishto papatishu. Whether he gets something that he likes or he gets something that he doesn't like, he should be always even minded. Nityam cha samachittatvam. Same minded, even minded. Ishtanishto prapatiti. Now, all of these items apply to anyone who's seeking knowledge, but the next item is particularly important. Mayi chananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharana. This is the ultimate item of knowledge, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. Mayi cha ananya yogena, no other business. Bhakti avyabhicharani, fixed, unwavering devotional service. That's the essential. All the other items, without this item, are not so valuable. And if you have this item, all the other items will gradually develop. This is the crucial item. Vivikta desha sevitvam. To have the tendency to live in a solitary place. Aratir janasangsu. Without crowds. Without having a lot of people. But that's the tendency. Spiritually, you know, there's social people here. They're always getting a buzz when they're in Times Square or when they're, you know, surrounded by people who are smoking, drinking, hugging, you know, all this kind of stuff. But a spiritually minded person, he'll be a little, you know, while everyone else is playing soccer, he'll think, you know, what's the use of playing soccer?
It goes the other way.
When everybody else is, you know, going to the movies, he'll think, you know, what's the use of going to the movies? When everyone else is, you know, out there enjoying sense gratification, he's pulling back. He's not interested in going with the crowd, because the crowd is an ass. He pulls back. He's more interested, he's a little bit of solitary-minded. You know, everybody else can be doing all this foolishness. He's got bigger questions to think about. He's got bigger concerns on his mind. So he pulls back. But one should be careful not to become detached from the association of devotees, because that association is favorable. Dushtaman tumiki sher boishnav. Pratishthara kare, nirjaneta kare, tava hari naam kevala koita. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has warned us by offering this discussion with the mind. My dear mind, or admonition to the mind, my dear mind, what kind of nonsense Vaishnava are you? Dushtaman, you polluted mind. What kind of Vaishnav are you? Pratishthara kore, nirjanara kore. Just for the sake of reputation, you've secluded yourself and you're imitating Rupa Goswami or Haridas Thakur. Taba harinam kevala koita. Your harinam is just cheating. It's all show. So he's warned us, and Srila Prabhupada has many times warned us about this tendency to just become a hermit, go off by oneself, and become an easy target for Maya. Better bhakta shanivash. One should stay in the association of devotees. But materialistic association, one should avoid. The first rules Prabhupada wrote down in 26 Second Avenue. One was, should not mix extensively with non-devotees. You know, as much as you need to get the job done, and that's it. Not hanging out with the materialistic persons. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnana artha darshanam. To accept the importance of self-realization and to be searching for the absolute truth through philosophy, philosophical speculation. This is the jnana path. You know, what is the truth? He's speculating, he's trying to figure it out, he wants to know. That is good if it leads him finally to Krishna. it's good in one sense, you know, to be asking these kind of questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I suffering? These questions should arise. What is the truth? Where does everything come from? These questions should arise in the mind of an intelligent person. So, to try to understand these things is the business of the jnani. But the devotee automatically understands everything by engaging in pure devotional service. Etaj jnanam. So this is knowledge. This is the process of knowledge. Ajnanam yadatonjita. And anything else is just the opposite. Any questions on this?
Quite a
rundown. And again, if you look at Prabhupada's gloss of this in Isopanishad, it's also very nice. And also the gloss in the purport here. Prabhupada, you know, we're just summarizing, but Prabhupada has gone into things at quite some length here.
We could talk for days and days and days on this.
Darshanam?
Darshanam?
Yeah.
Seeing.
No, in this case, this is a philosophical.
Oh, Tattvagana Artha Darshanam?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tattvagana Artha Darshanam. Darshanam, philosophy. Yes. To be philosophical. Tattvagana Artha. For the sake of knowing the truth. Yes, darshan. Prabhupada comments, there are many research scholars and philosophers who study sex life or some other subject. But according to Bhagavad Gita, such research work and philosophical speculation have no value. That's more or less nonsensical. One should make research by philosophical discretion into the nature of the soul. One should make research to understand the self. That's the point. If you're going to study something, study this.
Right.
Why, you know, they're studying, you know, the sex life of the, you know, the of a spider or something. You know, that's knowledge. No, that's ajnanam yadatonjita. Yes.
There's in the last paragraph, Prabhupada says that this night. Mentioned 20 items, they're like a staircase, you say.
Mm-hmm.
And someone can reach the first floor, second floor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, does it mean that they're in this order?
No.
They develop automatically? No.
No, it's not that when you reach the top, you're at philosophical search for the truth. The top is Mayi Chananya Yogena Bhakti Avyabhicharani. But the beginning is humility. It's not presented. Krishna doesn't say step by step. But these are the items altogether. Yes?
We would classify most of these items as qualities and perhaps values.
Yeah, okay.
So by cultivating these qualities, the result is knowledge.
Yeah, this is the process of knowledge. Yes. It's qualities, and I don't remember the abbreviations, M-I-H-E and all that stuff, but yeah, this is what we want to cultivate. We want to be aware of birth, death, disease, and old age. We want to be steady. We want to approach a bona fide spiritual master. We want to be nonviolent and tolerant and all of these things. And the key to all of it is to be engaged in devotional service to Krishna. Yeah, these are the qualities that should develop in a devotee. Okay, any other questions here? Okay. Gayam yattat pravakshami yajgyat vamritam ashnute anadi matparam brahma nasattan nasaruchate. Now we've talked about jnana, the process of knowledge. Now comes gyaya. Gyaya means that which is to be known. The object of knowledge. What is it that we're trying to understand? What is the object of our understanding? Gyeyam, now I'll talk about that. And Yajgyatva, knowing that, you will taste nectar for eternity. Amrita can be read either way. Anadi matparam brahma. The object of knowledge is brahma. Atato brahma jigyasa. We want to know what is brahma. Brahma is described as anadi, having no beginning, and matparam, subordinate to me, subordinate to Krishna. So Prabhupada says that here in this verse, brahma means what? The soul, the individual spirit. Brahma means spirit, and here Prabhupada comments that in text 13 it means the individual spirit soul, the jiva-atma. It can be interpreted in a different way. Baladev, not Baladev, Vishwanath takes it right from the beginning as Paramatma. But Brahma is one. Atma and Paramatma are one, but they're also different. There's the small Brahma and the great Brahma. The complete whole and the tiny part. They're both called Brahma. But here Prabhupada comments that Brahma means the Jivatma, the tiny spark of Brahma. Okay?
If Brahma is considered to be Paramatma by the...
Vishwanath comments that
it... How can it be possible that it becomes a subordinate?
He reads it differently. Let's see how he reads it. 13. Of course, Paramatma is also subordinate to Krishna. But let's see how he reads it. Yeah, dependent on me, of which I alone am the supreme shelter. That's Matparam, according to Vishnu. So the shelter of the Paramatma is this, the personality of Godhead. So he reads it that way. But we don't want to complicate too many things too much here. Prabhupada comments that it means the individual soul. Now, next verse, Prabhupada says, now we're going to be talking about the Paramatma. Sarvata panipadam tat, sarvatokshi shiro mukham, sarvata shrutima loke, sarvam avritya tishtati. This is the description, again, of Brahma, or that which is to be known. Looking at it from the point of view of the Upanishads, Brahma is a very mysterious thing. You know, it's the supreme, it's the ultimate, it's the truth, and it's not always clear what that truth is. You know, we're searching for it. We're trying to understand it by philosophical speculation, and we're getting lost very often in impersonal philosophy. But here, Prabhupada says that it means the super soul. It means the super soul. He has his hands and legs everywhere. He has his eyes and ears everywhere. He's in every atom, between every atom. Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuta. He's all pervading. So that's the super soul. It can also be taken that these hands and legs and ears and so on refer to those of the living entity because they all belong to Krishna. You know, my ears are Krishna's ears. Your ears are Krishna's ears. Everyone's ears are Krishna's ears. Your hands are Krishna's hands. So Krishna has hands, legs, ears, eyes, and everywhere, because all our senses are actually his senses. They belong to him, ultimately. In that sense also, we can take it that he has all of these things everywhere. Sarvam avrityata. But the one thing you can't take is that I'm everywhere. That's such bilge. Garbage. You know, if I have my eyes everywhere, God forbid I should have eyes everywhere. It would be a problem. But there's some places I'd like to have eyes. You know, find out this secret, that secret. Tough beans. You know, I'm just not the super soul. No way. You know, have my hands everywhere. I do something to that guy who's in charge of Kazakhstan right now. Yeah. You know, I'm not the super soul. Forget it. It's just such nonsense. I've forgotten that I'm this or that. It doesn't make any sense. The individual soul, having been conditioned by material nature, is not supreme. If he thinks that under ignorance he is not conscious, that his hands and legs are diffused all over, but when he attains to proper knowledge, he will come to that stage, his thinking is contradictory. It makes no sense. I have eyes and ears everywhere, I just don't realize it. No. So that's Krishna, the super soul. Sarvendriya guna bhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarvabhrichchaiva nirgunam gunabhoktracha. He is the source of all the senses. And still he has no senses. What does it mean? Yeah, no material senses. In the Upanishads, apani pado javano grihita, which in the old edition was really screwed up, if I remember. Yeah, the old edition they had sarvata apani padamta, which is just the text of the previous verse. But it's supposed to be, and is, apani pado javana grihita, verse from Svetashvatara Upanishad. They attributed it in the previous version to the Svetashvatara Upanishad, but then the text was sarvato apani padamta, which you look is just, you know, the previous verse, text 14. So the right verse is, apani pado javana grihita. He has no hands and legs, and yet he goes everywhere and takes hold of everything. As described in the Isha Upanishad. Tadure, tadvantike, he's very far, he's very near. So he has no senses, and yet he's the origin of all the senses. Asaktam, sarvabhrichchaiva, he's unattached, but he's the maintainer of everyone. And nirgunam gunabhoktracha. He transcends the modes of material nature, and still he's the master of material nature. He makes which what?
He said he transcends the modes of nature.
Mm-hmm.
He makes him transcendental?
No, he's beyond them. He's beyond them. He's beyond. Nirguna means he's beyond the material. He's beyond the qualities, but guna bhoktra, he's the enjoyer of the qualities. Bhoktra means actually enjoyer. So he enjoys spiritual qualities, but he has no material qualities. Any questions? Yes?
If he has no material senses, and he can perceive everything in his ears.
Of course. Spiritual senses are not less than material senses. They're more. like a man in a wheelchair is not more mobile than a man who doesn't need one. You know, it's not, or a man with crutches, it's not that he has, you know, well, he's got more, he's got crutches. Krishna doesn't need these material senses. He can see without them. Not only that, he can see with his eyes, he can see with his ears, he can see with his fingers. No, you got a spiritual body, you can do all sorts of fancy stuff too.
Maharaj, so who has a greater control of the body, the super soul or the soul? I mean, control of the senses.
What do you think?
You're the spiritual master.
Yeah, and I asked you a question. What do you think?
I think super soul is sort of in a dormant stage at the moment in Kali Yuga. Because a man walks into a school with a gun and blows up all the children up.
That's not because the super soul is dormant.
I mean, they both have a soul and a super soul.
Yeah.
If the super soul is the original source of all the senses.
He can stop you.
He's Anumanta, Upadrashta, and Anumanta. Upadrashta means he's seeing everything. It's not like, wow, this guy went into the school while the super soul was sleeping. You know? Okay, super soul's asleep. Now's my chance. Super soul's completely awake. He knows, sees everything. Not only that, but Anumanta, he's allowing.
He's allowing.
Not only allowing, but Sarvasya Chaham Ridisan Matas Mitir Ganam, he's giving knowledge and remembrance. Remember you wanted to blow up some kids?
What do you do now with that information?
So now he says that my hands and legs are everywhere.
Yeah.
What about those kids? Don't they come to know, here is a gunman coming. Let's flee.
No, because they killed some people in the
last
life.
It's not that, because my hands are Krishna's, therefore my hands equal Krishna's hands. It's not that my hands are all powerful because they're Krishna's. Material nature belongs to Krishna, but this material body belongs to Krishna, but not that because it's Krishna's, it equals Krishna's Satchidananda body. You know, that my hand is Krishna's hand, therefore my hand has unlimited power. If I simply meditate on the identity of my hand as being Krishna's hand, that hand, I'll realize, has unlimited capability. You know, I can think that till I'm blue in the face, but it's not going to happen. Because my hand is still limited. My hand, which is Krishna's energy, is under the control of Maya, which is also Krishna's energy, and which is stronger than I am at the moment. None of this stuff is happening because the super soul is like, you know, on vacation.
He knows.
Who knows?
Super soul.
He knows, yeah. Not only knows, but he allows it and sometimes even planned it. We've got a batch of kids over here who are meant to get it. Go out there and give it to them. It's all part of nature's larger scheme. You know, we think all these innocent kids, how could it happen? No. They all had it coming. It sounds callous, but they all had it coming.
I heard also that actually those who control the senses are the demigods.
Yeah. Yeah, Krishna doesn't have to waste a lot of time pulling strings on everybody's senses. He delegates.
Eyelids.
Krishna's the master of delegation. He doesn't have to do anything. Parasya Shaktir Vividai, what is that? Natasya Karyam, Karanam Shavidyate. He doesn't have to do anything. He's got his agents doing everything. That way also his hands and legs are everywhere. He's got his hand, you know, right-hand man, Lord Brahma, you do this. What am I supposed to do? Do tapasya and you'll know.
Is allowing is something else functioning?
Yeah, Hanumanta means giving permission. Any other questions here? Okay. Do we need any breaks, by the way? I haven't been giving you any, but
that's fine.
You don't have any other classes, so you're all like fresh and full of vitality. Okay, good. See, if I were all powerful, I'd have the sun come out and the clouds go away.
But we are limited and we have a charter.
All I can do is wrap my charter around you instead. Okay. But here, antascha bhutanam acharam charameva cha sukshmatvat tadavigyayam durastam chantike chatat. This, the knowable, is being further described. But here, anta chaputanam. He's within and without, inside and outside of all beings. Acharam charameva cha, the living and non-living, moving and non-moving living entities. What is that? Alaksham sarvabhutanam antar bihir avastita. Kunti Devi says. Alaksham sarvabhutanam. You're not seen by anyone. Why? Sukshmatva. Because of having the quality of being sukshma. Very subtle. Something subtle, hard to see. You know, if I had two paintings and they were all identical except for some subtle difference, you'd have a hard time seeing, you know. They do that sometimes in modern art, where two panes, and there's just a subtle difference. Hard to see. Do you see it? No, I don't see it. Or in mathematics, if something's very subtle, you may not catch it. Or in literature, if something's very subtle, you know, you have to be really tuned in or you don't get it. Gross stuff, anyone can see. Oh, that's so gross. But if it's subtle, subtle humor, you may not catch it unless you're really tuned in. The super soul is so subtle. Sukshmatat. Tad avigyayam. Unknowable. Although Krishna says this is the gaya, this is the what is to be known. Here he's described as avigyayam. Not knowable. By material means, he's not knowable. Avigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. He's very far away and he's within everything. Tad dure tad vanti. Tad antarasya sarvasya. Tad u sarvasyasya bhayat. He'll only be understood by devotional service. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya. Any question?
He's talking about the super soul?
Super soul is also Krishna.
Krishna, the person, is above the super soul?
He is the super soul, seen from a different angle of vision. From one angle of vision, Krishna is impersonal. From another angle of vision, he is the super soul. From another angle of vision, he is the personality of Godhead. Yeah.
Because he's speaking.
Yes. We gave the example earlier of a mountain. From a big, long distance, it's just kind of a cloudy blob. Closer up, you start to see brown areas, green areas. And you go in and you see all the birds and the different kinds of trees and the rivers and the leaves and everything. It's the same mountain, but from three different angles of vision. What does that twat mean? Twa?
Yeah. I'm just asking about two words. Shukshma means sattva. Yeah?
Means?
Sattva, shukshma, and twa.
Yeah. And what does twa mean?
You.
Yet.
Who was listening 15 minutes ago? Twa? We went through it on... Which verse was it? It was the first verse we handled today. Yeah, text 8. Amanitva, arambitva. So the quality of being subtle.
So shukshma on its own is subtle and quite is a quality.
That it takes it's, and there are different case endings in Sanskrit that tell you whether it's from the quality of subtleness to the quality of subtleness. Here it's from. Because of being subtle. Because of having the quality of being subtle. Yes, sukshma. Its quality is sukshma. So sukshma twa. Amanitva, arambitva. What other twa words do we have in our...
Dharitva. Dharitva.
Sakshad Hari Tva. Sakshad Hari Tva. Having the quality of being directly Hari. Sakshad Hari Tva. Samastha Shastra. Any others come to mind?
Kusmas Tvam.
Hmm?
And the second, Kutas Tva Kasmalami Dham.
No. There it's you.
Huh?
There it's you. Tvam.
Tvam, okay.
Prapanyam. There it's you.
What about sattva?
Yeah, having the quality of being sat, sattva. Sattva. Sattva means having the quality of being sat, good. Goodness. Tva means ness. Subtleness. Amanitva, humbleness. So, twa means here, ness.
He's saying tattva.
Tattva, the quality of that. It's thatness. What is the thatness of fire? That's it's the truth of fire. Tattva, the thatness. Sattva, tattva. That's how you get that word, yes. Panchatattva. Now, if you're a stupid scholar, you say they worship the five thatnesses. You know, I mean, you have to know where things go, but that's where the word comes from, tattva. Okay, shall we move on? Avibhaktam chabhuteshu. Vibhaktam iva chastitam bhuta bhartra chitat geyam grasishnu prabhavishnu cha avibhaktam chabhuteshu vibhaktam iva cha stitam. He's never divided, but he appears to be divided. It seems that Supersouls in my heart, he's in your heart, he's divided up into all these supersouls. How many supersouls are there? Oh, there's one for every living entity? No, there's only one. But he appears to be divided. What's the example?
The sun.
The sun. Which appears how?
It appears to be divided because
that's great.
He's shining on everyone's head.
Yeah, I'll say the sun is on my head. You'll say, well, the sun's on my head. China, they'll say, well, the sun's on my head. So it appears that the sun is divided up. If you look in, if we had five water pots, you'd see five suns. Actually, there's only one.
There's some devotees when they mention they've had some communication
Yeah, everybody can say my Krishna, my super soul. I never heard Prabhupada express it that way, but you can say my super soul. If you're his, then he's yours.
It's very intimate.
There's an intimate relationship.
In the nectar of devotion, referring to the different ways of thinking of Krishna, and to think of Krishna as mine is a term for that.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's good. Think my Krishna.
That's mamatva.
Hmm?
Mamatva.
Mamatva, yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Minus. My-ness, not minus, but my-ness. Quality of being mine. Mamatva. Yes? Yeah. It's not their power, it's borrowed power. It's like if you, therefore it's called yoga. Yoga means connection. So if you connect to the super soul, then you get some superpowers. The example you can see around here sometimes, these people are riding on bicycles, and sometimes they grab hold of the back of a lorry. Have you seen? And then, you know, they just move at lorry speed. Because they're connected to the lorry, so the lorry is moving, they're also moving. So Krishna has all this superpower. When they connect to Krishna, they get some superpowers also.
Lorry yoga.
Bani, any lorry?
Lorry yoga.
It was funny. Maharaj, Mame wants Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sana. So the Lord says, Jiva is
mine.
Yeah. Jiva is eternal part of me, right? And here we also see that super soul. It's also in the same...
No, super soul is not Krishna's energy.
You just gave an analogy like the sun, like the rays.
Yeah.
And
not
Jiva
exactly,
also.
But it's not, you know, analogies are not perfect. There's a difference. We're part and parcel of Krishna as tiny manifestations of his energy. Supersoul is not the energy of Krishna. Supersoul is the energetic.
Energetic.
What about Brahman?
It's also the energetic, but conceived without his energies. The energetic realized without his energies is Brahman. Pretty poor realization. To realize the reservoir of all energies without his energies. That's Brahman realization.
Is it without energies or non-different from the energies?
Without energies, because energies means there's duality, according to their idea. They want oneness. As soon as there's energetic and energy, from their point of view, that's duality. They realize the energy in the energies, now they're in Bhagavan realization. Moving on, shall we? Jyotisham apitaj jyotis tamasa padamuchyate jnanam jyayam jnanagamyam priti sarvasya vishtitam. This is the further description of the super soul. few extra bonus quotations, by the way, in this purport, not to be found in the old edition. Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat. Jyotisham, in all luminous objects, Krishna's the light. Jyotisham Pitaj Jyotis. We ran across that earlier. In the 7th chapter, in the 10th chapter?
10, 8.
10, 8. What is that?
Aham Sarasabhava.
No.
I'm the soul.
That's not what we're looking for. Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun. Prabhasmi Shashi Surya. I'm the light of the sun. I'm the light of the moon. Rasoham, this is the 7th chapter. Rasoham Apsukantya. Prabhasmi Shashi Surya. So here, he's the source of light in all luminous objects. Tadasa Tamasa Padam. He's beyond darkness. Said to be beyond darkness. Means people hardly understand him. They say, you know, he's this. They say he's that. Gyanam, he's knowledge. Gyayam, he's what's to be known. Gyanagamyam, he's to be approached by knowledge. He's everything. Everything that has, he's all knowledge absolute. The process of knowledge, the knowable, everything is Krishna. And Hridi Sarvasya, Vishtitam. Of course, the impersonalists will take this. God is in everyone's heart. I'm in the heart, therefore I'm God. This is how they'll take it. Hridi Sarvasya Vishtitam. He's situated in the heart of everyone. Each of us is God. That's their
interpretation.
Nonsense. They don't understand that they're Kshetragya Cha Api, two Kshetragyas. The individual knower and the super knower. There's the apartment owner and the landlord. The super owner. That they don't understand. They think, yes, God is in everyone's heart, so I'm God, you're God, everyone's God. No, God is actually in everyone's heart. Sarvakshetreshu. I'm only in my heart, I'm not in your heart. If I were in everyone's heart, I'd be God too. But I'm only in my heart. Krishna's in all the hearts. Hridi Sarvasya Vishtitam. One last verse, I think we can sneak in. Iti kshetram tata gyanam gayam choktam sumasataha. Madbhakta tadvigyaya madbhavayopapadyate. Krishna said, now I've told you all of this. You wanted to know about kshetra, I told you about that. You wanted to know about jnana, I told you about that. You wanted to know about gyaya, what it is to be known, I told you about that. Samasataha. Wow, is that a typo? Yes, it is. Missing letter. You have samsataha there?
Samsataha.
Oh, wrong.
Samsataha.
Remind me, write it down. Missing letter. Hope they caught that for later printings. Samasataha.
This is samasataha.
You got it, samasataha?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have samasataha?
I've got samsataha.
I have samsataha.
Who's got samasataha? What year was your book printed? Copyright page.
Here is some
printing 98.
Okay, so they've caught that already. I guess they've caught it. This is just Indian edition. They keep printing the old mistakes.
It's in the word for word. Word for word is right.
Yeah, word for word is right in any case. So samasata, Krishna says, in summary, he's telling him what this is all about.
No. He was asking
me. Yeah, what's got it? Okay. They weren't talking soccer results. It's okay. So Krishna says, I've told you in summary about the field, about knowledge, about the object of knowledge. Now, who can understand this? Mad bhakta etad vigyaya. My devotee, vigyaya, he can realize this. If you really want to understand this, become my devotee. And mad bhavaya upapadyate. By understanding this, the devotee attains my nature. He comes to the spiritual platform and goes back home, back to Godhead. Wow. For those who like to compare editions, read the first paragraph. It ends with, in other words, knowledge is nothing but the preliminary stage of understanding devotional service perfectly. See that? The end of the first paragraph?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the first edition, everything else is left out.
But in the 15th chapter?
Everything else, yeah, now to summarize, in the 15th chapter, this will be very clearly explained. Now to summarize, all the rest of that. That last sentence and the next two paragraphs is all left out. And it's very helpful because Prabhupada now tells you in summary what it is that we've gone through. Verses 6 and 7, beginning from Mahabhutani and continuing through Chaitanajati, analyze the material elements and certain manifestations of the symptoms of life. These combine to form the body or the field of activities. 8 through 12, Amanitva through Tattva Gyanartha Darshanam, describe the process of knowledge for understanding both types of knower of the field of activities, the soul and supersoul. Then verses 13 through 18, from Anadi Mat Param through Hridi Sarvasya Vishtitam, describe the soul and the Supreme Lord, or the super soul. Is that a helpful summary?
Yeah.
I think so. It's especially described here that only the unalloyed devotees of the Lord can understand these three items clearly. So for these devotees, Bhagavad Gita is fully useful. It is they who can attain the supreme goal, the nature of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. In other words, only devotees and not others, can understand Bhagavad Gita and derive the desired result. Today's Friday. Okay. We see you again on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. Question? Yayam and Kshetragya.
Just before we come to that, there's some chance that I may miss Monday because of a dentist appointment. In that case, you will be informed through the grapevine, through the super soul.
Mangal Artic, through the Mangal Artic process.
Somehow we'll get this to you.
Yeah.
Assume I'm here, but if I'm not, you'll know what happened.
Oh.
You will know in advance.
We meet devotees.
What happened?
Anyway.
Be in Mangal Artic.
Be there in Mangal Artic, otherwise, no promises. Yes.
Be square.
Jayam and Kshetragya. They're the same thing.
No.
Correct?
No, not at all.
Yeah, we just...
Oh, Kshetragya.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Except Kshetragya, that most of this description applies to, Prabhupada says, is the super Kshetragya. The super knower, not the individual knower.
My question is, where are Arjuna's questions coming from? They just came out of... He just asked these six things.
Curious fellow. He wanted to ask some good questions. He had some good questions, and he asked. You mean psychologically? Why does he...
No,
how does it come from the previous... How does it come from the previous topics? Is that the question?
Well, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I don't see that it's new, fresh topics. Krishna's just, Arjuna's just bringing them up.
I mean, they're kind of like Vedantic terms. I mean, like...
Yeah, these terms are headline terms in philosophy or in Vedic culture. Kshetra, Purusha, Prakriti, Purusha is a big one. The whole Kapildev's teachings are all about Prakriti and Purusha. So yeah, naturally knowledge is a big term. What's to be known? These are all important headline concepts. Yeah. Yes, let me be sure.
Well, there must be a difference between Gyanam and no. This Gyanam is
between Gyanam and what?
Kshetragya.
Not that I see.
Because Gyanam.
Just that the Gyanam, that
is
which is
like, you know, when he acquires the knowledge, like.
Huh? There's two Kshetragyas. One's the individual soul, and one's the super soul. The
right.
Super soul is also the object of our knowledge, the person we want to understand.
Right.
You know, someone can be a husband and a father, or a husband and president of the United States. It's not that you can only be in one category. See, everybody's tired now. They all want to go. They're all hungry. They're all ready for lunch.
Honor prasadam.
Honor prasadam. We're going to let them go. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you.
Monday or Tuesday.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Sambhita Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Gurukul Maharaj has changed his plan.
Is that coming today?
No. He realized he was double booked. Oh. So,
everybody, don't forget to take the chairs back in, right? Don't leave them here.
Did you tell the cook?
You eat on the chairs?
No, it's just us today.
Parigrama? That's a good question. Parigrama? Where's Parigrama?
Sleeping.
We'll be happy if
Parigrama. The organizers want you to study.
I heard that he came to Guru Puja and was talking to him.
Yeah.
So I was concerned because it had been quite some time that I asked him. But then my wife said, "You saw him talking to you." So I said, "Okay."
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's coming.
Yeah. He, because he'd gone to Thailand to visa thing, and he just, you know, hadn't.
Because actually, we're not
twist on this that he's actually had.
Supposed to be on a break.
You know who I saw yesterday?
So last week it was the exam.
Oh, so I see him sometimes. Time.
Yeah.
Where did you see him?
In
yeah. He's a sincere person. He just, you know, got into some really evil things.
Yeah. Maybe just like a really evil thing for a very, very short duration of time that's affecting him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I don't know how short it was. It went on for some time.
I went on for some time. Okay, I'm not. Anyway.
He did, I mean, you know, like Dhanadhar Maharaj, he was accused of things he never did.
Right, right. But he did
them. But Dhanadhar did them.
Yeah, he did them all. So anyway, still but the Apiset Tudorato.
Exactly. I mean, he's a sincere soul. He's done lots of service.
Still is.
Still doing lots of service. He's working overtime on this land business. He's a good, you know.
Yeah.
Good guy. But he did some bad things.
I was, because I knew him, and I was quite, wow. He seemed like the kind of guy to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, he's, you know, matured.
Yeah. Are you going to go in the Ganga thing?
Yeah, I was going to. You going to come?
Yeah. I was thinking of this, but now I think I'll do
so
it.
So let's go in the MIT.
It's a little chilly.
Not chillier than yesterday. I think it's warmer than yesterday.
Right?
Right. All right.